Hello and welcome to my training. My name is Chuck Holmes. I'm a network marketing professional. What I want to do today is talk about managing conflict in your MLM business. Now, here's what's a reality. Conflict is normal. Conflict is normal in many parts of your life. It's not unique to network marketing. Anytime you involve two or more people, there are going to be times when the two people disagree or they can't get along or they just can't agree on a specific topic or subject, and that's okay. We're all entitled to our own opinion. We don't have to agree with everybody 100% of the time. But as you're building your business and you're starting to work with lots of different people and lots of different types of people, conflict is going to happen in your business from time to time. And how you manage that conflict is going to drastically affect how you feel, how your business does, what people think of you, whether or not people respect you. So I want to share some tips to help you deal with conflict effectively in your business. First and foremost, when conflict comes up, you want to handle it privately. I was taught in the Army, you praise people in public, you punish people in private. So when you have an issue with someone, you need to pull them aside in private, let them know what the issue is, and try to resolve it. You don't need to tell other people about the conflict. You don't need to air your drama on social media. Give the person an opportunity to address it or have you address it with them and try to resolve it privately first. That's just the right thing to do, in my opinion. Next, deal with issues as they arise. Don't procrastinate. Now, some people naturally don't like conflict. Now, I'll be the first to admit, I don't like conflict. I can deal with it. That's not a problem. But I'm not a fan. Other people want conflict every day in their life. I don't know how people can live like that, but some people, they want conflict 24/7. I don't. I like peace personally. But if an issue comes up and there is a conflict between you and someone else, don't put it off. The sooner you handle it, the better, the more effective, the less stress you're going to have. If you drag it out and you never address it because you're scared of what they'll think or what they'll say or how it'll affect your relationship, that's not really healthy, in my opinion. So deal with it quickly as problems arrive. Next thing, always take the high ground. So what do I mean by this? Don't stoop to other people's level. Sometimes people get really nasty, even for no reason. Sometimes people say or do things out of emotion. I mean, we're all emotional human beings. I get it. If you've ever been caught up in the heat of the moment, maybe you've said something before that you regret. I know I have. I think everybody has at some point or another. So just take the high ground. Give yourself time to calm down. If you're real emotional, if you're real fired up about something, relax a little bit first and calm down and take the high ground. And even if the other person shouts at you or says something mean, it doesn't mean you have to stoop to their level. You can take the high ground and remain professional. I highly recommend that. Another thing is to self-reflect and look yourself in the mirror and learn from every experience. If you have a conflict with Joe, for an example, after you've handled the conflict with Joe, ask yourself, what could I have done differently in this situation? How could I have prevented this situation? If something like this happens again, how will I handle it the next time around? That's self-reflection, and that's very important. The next thing, which is hard for some people to do, but if you are wrong, admit it and apologize. I know it's hard for some people to do. Fortunately, it's not something I struggle with. I've said I'm sorry to people many times and meant it because I made a mistake. But some people, they'll never admit they were wrong or never say they're sorry. And I think that's just not the right thing to do. If you're wrong, admit it and apologize. Most people are pretty forgiving when you admit that you made a mistake and you apologize. Next, find common ground whenever possible. Figure out a happy medium. What's the common ground between the issue that person has and the issue you have with that person? Where can you kind of meet in the middle so that you can both be happy? I have another business where I buy and sell a lot of antiques and stuff. And what I always tell people is this when I first go and meet with them. I say, look, the only way I want to do a business transaction with you is if it's win-win, if we're both happy. And if we're both not happy, there's no reason to do the transaction. Or if one of us is not happy, there's no reason to do the transaction. So find that common ground and treat people well. Next, put yourself in the other person's shoes whenever possible. Now, normally, we tend to think about ourselves, and that's okay. That's kind of how we're wired as a human being. And there's nothing wrong with thinking about yourself. But when a conflict arises, try to think of things from the other person's perspective. Where are they coming from? Why might they think what they're thinking? It might help you be more empathetic, and it might help you see their point of view, even if you don't totally agree with it. That's okay. And finally, and this is the big one, stay calm, cool, and collected. Even if the person shouts at you, even if the person's angry, stay calm, cool, and collected. I will tell you this, if you are a cool cat, in a lot of cases, the other person will not know how to react. They expect you to blow up. They expect you to shout. Just remain calm, cool, collected, poised, confident, and deal with the situation in a professional way, and you really can't go wrong. So folks, conflict is going to catch up with you at some point in life, probably many times throughout your life. It's normal. It's okay. It's how we handle it, how we manage it. That's what matters most. If you follow the tips that I covered in this video, as conflict comes up in your network marketing business, you'll be able to deal with it effectively. Hope you got some value out of today's training. If you could like, comment, share, and subscribe, that will help our channel out a lot. Also, don't forget to click the notifications bell. And finally, we have some great links and resources in the description box below this video that you can feel free to check out. I do post a new video every day, so make sure you check back tomorrow for the new video. With that, have a great day, everyone.